Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio, also Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Deezer, TuneIn Radio, Public, Castbox. We're on a lot of stations.
We are on a lot of stations.
Yes, and that's my co-host. She's back. She's Bach.
Bach.
Yeah, that's everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. You're sharing the mic. That's why people can barely hear you. I'm not even showing you on camera, which you hate. Which you're a beautiful woman. Everybody loves to see you.
Yeah, I'm over like in our guest face right now. We're sharing a mic.
Right. He should be over. And we have quite a show. We're going to be talking about sex and rock and roll, your two favorite subjects.
Rock and roll is one of my favorite subjects. Sex is your favorite subject.
Yes. And we have an expert, somebody who's probably. I would imagine probably had more sex last week than the both of us combined in the last year. That's not saying much. But that's Triple X superstar, recent Avian Award winner, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It's not that recent. I'd say it was in 2016.
Did you win one in the last Avian Awards, or is that Expos?
I've been nominated.
You've been nominated a lot.
I love being nominated, though. I'd rather get recognized for it than not.
Yeah. But when you win, that isn't that the.
It's even better when you win, yes. But that's not my goal.
Really? Yeah, we're going to talk about how serious you take that, because we had an Academy Award nominee 2 weeks ago. We had an Emmy nominee last week. Now we have Avian perennial nominee Jillian Jantz.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you found it. And I don't know where they dropped you off, but
I don't know. It was like 5 blocks away from here. They made me walk across the street in heels. And then somehow I got stung by a bee. So
what? Now you tell me.
It's been an adventure getting here.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear me on the phone with you. I just got stung by something.
No. It's please. You're in Hollywood.
You were pulling into, so you were busy. But
you're in Hollywood. Anything could have happened. Trust me, being stung by the bee, it beats a lot of alternatives here in Hollywood. But I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry about stinging by the bee. These guys know what I'm talking about, because that's the guy who's laughing. I'm surprised. I was surprised both of you guys with the short hair.
I've only seen
pictures of you with the long hair metal style. Now you can bring these guys home to mom. And, you know, mom will probably...
No, you don't.
They're so hot, mom will probably fuck them. They're both from the hard rock. You consider yourself hard rock, metal? What do you guys consider yourselves?
Definitely hard rock.
Hard rock. Yeah, I don't think you crossed that line. It's kind of like, I think AC/DC is the line, and you're like right on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's Sebastian, and you have to say your last name for me, because I have no, I can't do it.
Nobody.
There's like an upside down A. There's like two. There's like consonants all over the place. I don't know what's going on.
No, it's just one letter that you don't have, but it's Sebastian Tvetnes.
That's easy for you to say. And I forgot your name. What is your name again?
My name is Frank Carlson.
See, that's easy.
but he said that in English.
Yeah, and
yeah, I can
say it in Norwegian.
And Frank Carlson. Yeah, it's the same.
So, right, and you're the guitar player?
No.
Bass player?
Yep.
Okay, great. You brought the bass player tonight. That's good. Now, the bass player's... No.
Don't pick on the bass player.
No, I was going to say.
I still work for it.
I know you do. And you know what they
Barely.
Say? No, they say the bass players get most of the chicks.
Well,
who says that?
Bill Wyman from Rolling Stones for one. Paul McCartney for two.
Also, bass players say that.
Yeah.
Instagram memes say otherwise.
Really?
You know, the thing is about being a bass player, you can surprise more, because people think that, oh, you're not playing guitar, but you actually show more brains, I guess.
They got the vibration.
Bass players should get more respect, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Okay.
Well, I think so for their fingers. I mean, yeah, I can only imagine how, like,
you
gotta,
you gotta spread
fingers.
Them out. And
but eventually
whole
they get, you know,
but
better,
then, but then
right?
again,
and
there
they
are
really
bass
imagine.
Players, so.
Yeah. How good you would be at fingering. Oh, my God.
Well,
if you're lacking in other areas, at least you know.
Yeah, at least you know how to flip the bean.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. There you go. Not to say that you're lacking in any areas, because I have no idea.
You know what's funny is, together we make Sebastian Bach.
We do. Oh, that's shit. Great. I never
thought of that. You know what's even funnier than that? She doesn't even get it. She has no fucking idea what you're talking about.
It's
the lead singer of the 80s metal band Skid Row. If we're taking it around.
I feel like the only thing I have in common with you guys is the fact that, like, sex.
we're going to talk about that.
Well, that's a big thing. You know?
Before we get started, we've all had sex in this room. Morgan? Yes, we've all had sex in this room.
Yeah.
So before we get started, we have a couple sponsors to get out of the way. Speaking of sex, Audible is one of our sponsors, audiobooks. Now, you're on the road all the time, so you must listen to audiobooks once in a while.
I would like to listen to them more, but I
Well, they have
don't
smutty
actually.
Audiobooks, too. They've got a lot of, like, S&M stories.
I'm actually on the other side of it. I've written a short story, so eventually I'm going to audio it and kind of put it in, you know.
Wow.
My voice. And
no, that's great.
Actually,
that is great.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that on Amazon and Audible and all that.
Like a sexual audiobook?
Yeah.
No, speaking of that, Sasha Gray was one of our guests. She has a whole novel.
It's a lot better than audiobooks.
She has a novel, The Juliet Society. She narrates that. You can get that for free if you go to audibletrial.com/DMS or whatever book you want. They finally came out with the Dirt on Audiobook. It's on Audible now. You can get that free, which is the Motley Crue heavy metal book. Mm-hmm. Now they have that on Audible. I'm going to be explaining what she's talking about to you guys and you guys talking about to her.
Now I got it.
It's
I got
teamwork.
It
yeah, so you guys know the Motley. So, and there's a lot of sexy drugs and rock
we
and roll
live
and that.
It.
And whatever. I mean, or if you want to listen to a bestseller or whatever, a lot of comedy albums, a lot of comedy books. Whatever you, if you're on the road, if you're flying, because you fly to the East Coast nonstop, you got to have something to do on the plane. And you can't, listening to a smutty audiobook, nobody even knows what you're doing. You put your jacket on your lap, and
Is that experience, Mark?
Well, not only did you get an audiobook, you get two Audible originals. And the Audible originals are cool. They have one. Are you a fan of Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live? Because I know I am.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live.
That's fine. But she's very funny, and she came out with a fairy tale book. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of the sci-fi Alien saga?
Mm. Yeah.
No, but
I would be. Yeah. I would be. That sounds interesting.
Well, here's the thing, because they did a movie Alien 3. It sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the cyberpunk writer William Gibson. Did it suck?
Yeah, I remember seeing this.
But
on
the television. The William Gibson, the cyberpunk writer, wrote his own script for Alien 3. They turned it down. Now they brought the actors from Alien back, Michael Biehn, Lance Henriksen, and other actors to act out that script, which is a way better script. So it's the Alien 3 you should have got but never got, and you can listen to it on Audible, and nobody's gonna get the subscription from this. I got like everybody's got glazed looks in here. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS if you're so inclined. You get a free book, two free Audible originals, and a 30-day trial. I can't even give free shit away. Anyway, our other sponsor, Hannah, please, you got to do better than that.
My other sponsor is actually my sex. It's Doomy's Home Cookin'. It's an amazing vegan restaurant here located in Hollywood. They also have one in Toronto and Culver City.
Yeah, are you guys vegan at all? Because you're very svelte, and you guys are in shape.
I mean, I like the barbecue a lot.
Well, then you'll like the vegan barbecue pulled pork at Doomy's Home Cooking. You're giving me a look. If I threw that right in front of you,
no,
I swear. Look at me. Do I look like a vegan? I'm not a vegan.
No.
I love it. If I gave you chili cheese fries with a barbecue pork, you'd be like, this is delicious. And you're like, ha, it's vegan. It's 1253 Vine Street. Doomy's Home Cooking.
Yeah.
The guy's a genius.
Awesome.
Everyone we have taken there that has not been vegan has been very pleased, like including Morgan.
They have a vegan Big Mac on the secret menu. Mm. They have deep fried Oreos. They got everything. Mm. It's vegan junk food. If you have a cheat day, which you look like you never do, if you have a
Stop.
Cheat day,
oh my God,
you're beautiful. You're beautiful.
People don't realize I eat and I eat and I eat and eat. I have such a high metabolism.
Is that really what it is?
So much. Yes, I eat like 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches a day, burgers, pizza.
Oh, then you'll love Doomy's Home Cooking.
I love eating, but for some reason it just goes right through me.
Do you like Mexican food?
I do.
The Nex-Mex, the biggest flautas you've ever had.
Mm.
And they're delicious. So go to 1253 Vine Street, go to Culver City, go to Toronto, Canada, and you'll have to pay for your meal, but the Audible is free if you go to audibletrial.com.
And also, Doomies, they have some new cool t-shirts, too, you can purchase.
Oh,
they have the regular Doomies you know, logo, and then they have like kind of like a black metal one.
Oh, very nice. I'll have to
go. It says vegan in black metal writing.
It says Doomies. Doomies.
Doomies as in D-O-O-M, like doom metal, like Harbinger of Doom.
Yeah.
It's Doom. Anyway, not like Doomy, like Gillian Jansen. Now, Gillian, I never thought I would say this, having you as a guest, but you have a lot in common with my father. And let me tell you, explain why. No, my father.
I can't wait to
When I have porn stars, because when my father listens to the show, he listens with my mother, so he's not listening to this show if he sees the porn stars on. You, and people say, you know, you're a porn star, you're a beautiful woman, you have to have everything handed to you. You started working when you were 14.
Yeah, I have not had anything handed to me.
Yeah, you grew up in Minnesota.
Yep.
And my father actually quit school when he was 14 and started working.
Okay.
And recently retired. So that's why I say you've worked.
What age did he retire?
In the 70s, yeah.
All right. I plan to retire before then.
I hope so. But yeah, I mean, you've been a waitress.
I was at McDonald's. I worked as a cashier for, you know, like the window. I was a drive-through. I loved that shit.
Really? Did you fuck with the people or?
You never. You know, I kind of like realized kind of growing up, a lot of the jobs I did kind of made me who I am today, obviously. Right. You know, talking out the window to all those people made me realize, like, I love talking to people.
Yeah.
You know? And then I took, like, a year off to learn how to drive, obviously, and then blah, blah, blah. Next year, I'm in Walgreens. I'm a beauty advisor. I'm making commission off of every girl that comes in and buys makeup.
Right.
Like, that was dope. So I realized, I started, like,
and you were, like,
going
16
up,
then,
and
then
like,
15, 16?
16, and then 17, I became a telemarketer.
That's the worst.
The worst job of my life. I was like, what am I doing?
You guys look at each other. Have you studied telemarketing?
I love talking
to people. Why am I stuck behind this phone on his desk?
I'd rather pick up trash or clean the
sewers.
Honestly,
I'd rather been active, going, like being up and about. So, you know, then I was like, you know, I want to try waitressing.
Yeah.
Loved it. Learned the process and understanding, like, through tips and stuff. So then
a
friend told me one day about webcamming, and then I went on and just kind of, like, did my thing, like, what I usually do.
Now why did you go to work so young? I'm assuming that you didn't have a lot of money growing up.
Yeah, my mom actually never got married to my dad or anything. I was kind of one-night stand. My mom and dad met at a party and just hooked up, fucked, and, like, never saw each other again.
They do that in Minnesota?
Yes, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know they do that around here.
So, you know, my mom was a single mom, you know, and then she got married to some, you know, guy who was my stepdad for a while, like 12 years. And then after that,
I saw the video.
She kind of stopped, you know, with serious relationships, and she kind of started whoring around, to be honest. We moved, and she was with, like, different...
Sorry, Mom.
Different... No, she knows it.
Okay. we're not sorry, Mom.
You know, well,
sorry,
everyone...
Mom. Hey, Mom, what are you doing after the show?
Come on. If people don't understand at some point, you know, that you had to get through a bunch of other people to get to you, you know, to realize what they like and don't like, then you can, come on. You know, so, like, my mom, I kind of realized, watching through her life and seeing, like, okay, like, what she likes and what she doesn't like, I learned what I like and what I didn't like. And, you know, so, like, my mom was always, you know, she was a single mom, but she was always, you know, having fun and worked, but she was working her butt off and constantly, you know, just providing for me. And at some point, it got to the point where she was just kind of, like, so exhausted or just, like, doing her own thing. And I was just like, Mom, I want to go out. Like, I got to the age where it's, like, freshman year, sophomore. Like, I want to go hang out, you know, at the football games and stuff. Like, I don't want to be asking my mommy every 20 minutes for 20 bucks. Like,
I think I saw that video, too.
So I was just like, you know, I'm going to go make my own living. And it was great because...
But she's a great role model. She's a hard worker.
She's the biggest supporter of my life.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I can call her up today and tell her I was talking about her, and she'd just laugh it off. You know, like, she would be at me, you know, at award shows, you know, supporting me, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Like, she's that type of a mother. She's very open, outgoing, and she's proud of me. Yeah, because, like, I'm
uncomfortable with sexuality and your sexuality.
You know, my sister and I growing up, like, I've been the responsible, like, where she can just kind of, like, let the leash go and, like, let me do my own thing. But with my sister, she's kind of always had to, like, watch her back and make sure she was, like, doing, you know, right things and this and that. Like, she didn't have to worry about me. You know, my mom would work at 11 at night to 7 in the morning, and I would, like, literally go to a party and like, be home, like, 10 minutes before my mom got home, act like I was sleeping, wake up for school the next day, then go to work.
Right.
You know, so, like, that's what my life was like. Mm. I was just constantly out and about, being myself. My mom never shamed me for it.
Right.
But So because she was never with my dad growing up, he tried to come in my life at certain points, and I respect that. But because he didn't really know me, mm-hmm. he tried to control me, and I'm not someone who can be controlled. Like, that's why.
That's clear.
Yeah, I don't have boyfriends or anything because I don't like that. I don't like, you know, having that. Like, I want to be able to do what I want to do.
Right.
You know, it's my life. You know, if you weren't in it for a certain amount of whatever, but at that point I was with my dad and he like didn't really respect, you know, me whoring around and doing this and that, so I went back with my mom, you know. So, and then eventually when he learned I did this for a living, he disowned me, and I was like, you know, big F you, like, you don't deserve your daughter then if you don't give a fuck about who I am.
Yeah, far be it for me to judge your father, but that seems hypocritical since,
yeah,
you're a product of you're a product of irresponsible sex, and you have responsible sex now.
But the thing about it is, I think it's because he watched so much porn, and that he knows
popped up.
That he won't be able to go watch any of it now, knowing that I'm going to be there.
Well, you're in a lot of porn.
And
yeah,
and he didn't. Yeah, I'm in so much. Like,
I don't blame him for that.
I wouldn't either. You know, he literally can't watch like anything. Yeah. Like, that's anything. I do girls, guys. Yeah. Like, I do it in the ass. Like,
that's like us coming on the close up of the balls. You're like, oh, I didn't want to do that, but he did it. And then you know, your father's like, oh, I love the daughter.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always loved my mom, and she's always been supportive, and that's all I need. You know, so it's been great growing up with my mom. You know, just she and I would joke so much. Like, if you were to see my mom next to each other, like, you would be like, oh my God, I see where she gets her from.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, where did you get Julie Jansen? Because I like the alliteration. How did you get that?
Oh gosh, it's funny because I actually had a couple different names. I didn't really know what to call myself.
There was like a Jillian something or other. Jillian.
It was like Anna Brooks or something, then or Anna Grace and Jillian Brooks, and then Jillian
Brooks.
Jansen.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of changed it a while. Like, I don't know. I guess I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I just changed it. And when I asked my agent, I was like, does it seem like smart to like change it when I've already been for like a couple months so far? And he's like, girls do it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd rather do it now than like later.
Right.
So I just
wanted Jillian come
something
from?
More iconic or something that actually it was more about sounding more mature. Anna sounded like a little girl's
name,
in my opinion. And I was like, I plan to be in this industry for a very long time, till the day I die. I plan to like be in the middle of an orgasm while I die.
Wow.
So
doing grandma porn.
Yes. You know, so I don't know. I just,
you guys laugh. We're going to get to you in a second. Now you're Swedish too, right?
Huh?
You're part Swedish, right?
I'm Irish, Scottish, Swedish, Norwegian, and Welsh.
Okay, that's an interesting. Now I just saw Midsummer, so I'm scared of all you guys. But
I'm Swedish too. So.
I'm scared of everybody in this room.
I'm half Swedish too.
Yeah, don't take me to any festivals or any pagan things or anything. Now you guys are in town. Now Hannah, tell me about these guys, because this is a Hannah's choice. Hannah's like, I want to have Sebastian on, and Frank just kind of
just say good stuff, please.
Yeah. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad
the bass player.
She's like, don't bring the bass player, and he brought the bass player. But anyway,
Actually, we met just a little over a year ago. Like, I've seen him around, but we met through a mutual friend at Bar Sinister, and then we just kind of kept in contact, like Snapchat friends, and just goofing off, and we get along really well. He's funny. He has a great personality. And I figured he'd just be fantastic for the show.
Do you know him?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I never heard so much good things about myself.
Yeah, yeah. And very polite, too. When I first met you, I remember that. You shook my hand.
He's been a complete smartass on the show with me, anyway. Sebastian, now, you're the lead singer of Night Rain.
Yeah.
Night Rain. Now,
unfortunately.
I guess from Sweden or Norway?
We're from Norway.
Norway, okay. Because that's why I was confused, because I thought, you're Swedish, but you're from Norway.
In America, Sweden, Norway is the same thing.
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah. I had.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know if you guys know Rocky Kramer. We had him on the show. He's from Norway.
He
said the same thing. He's like, the United States, nobody knows the difference.
Nobody cares.
So what is the difference?
What is the difference? We make more money.
Yeah,
Norwegians don't make money.
Norwegians make money.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Norwegians make money. The Swedes are just a bunch of hippies.
We're like the oil state of Europe.
Yeah, we're like the Emirates of Scandinavia.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So, and your sound is very very 80s metal.
Yeah.
And and that seems to be, it seems to be in Sweden, that seems to go one way or the other, either or one of three ways.
Yep.
80s metal, like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The Yngwie Malmsteen guitar.
Yeah.
And then the black metal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever fuck around with black metal?
No. Black metal is awesome, but black metal is like the biggest export we have in Norway when it comes to music.
Right. Give me one second. Black metal is, Jillian, is when they have people that paint their, you know, goth, but it's even weirder than goth. And horrifying things.
All right.
And they actually, when they sing about the devil, they're not bullshitting. They really believe in it.
Okay.
And there's been murders and all sorts of.
I can believe it.
It's the most extreme metal there is. Please, Co. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're right.
No,
you're right.
Yeah, they paint their faces black and white, and they really like. There's people that have been in bands that have murdered each other. So
it's called corpse paint, and Mayhem is probably the most published black metal band.
Yes,
and they burn churches in Norway.
Oh, they burn churches too. I forgot to tell you that.
Wow. The thing about black metal is that in Sweden you have kind of the 80s scene, you know, like Europe and all these different bands.
Right.
In Norway you have the black metal, so we're like the...
The party people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's like when I come in, like...
We burn churches. And
First time we came to LA as a band, I remember I had this Corona t-shirt, long blonde hair, and I was like, yeah, party! And I had two Coronas in my hands, and everybody's looking at me, oh my God.
Who's this guy?
Who's the fuck this guy?
They got Coronas?
The
they got
guy?
Coronas in Norway?
Yeah,
what
of
was
course.
That?
I don't know.
Yeah, we got Coronas. We don't have Bud Light,
though.
We have
Coronas, but like nobody was in the party mood. And
no.
I was like, yeah,
now where do you get the limes? That's what I want to know.
Where we get the limes at the store?
Oh, okay. I don't know if they grew limes. But how did you guys? No, seriously, Frank, tell me, how did you guys start the band? I mean,
the band?
Were you guys in high school or primary school or whatever?
You know what? The thing is that he actually started the band, Sebastian. He started way back when. I was just a kid, you know, who wanted to play rock and roll.
He's actually the guy that took
me in the band.
He does look a little older, a couple years older.
Well,
you look very young.
Well, we all look very good, but the thing is that he took me in the band.
Yeah.
You know, I never played. Actually, I just played like shitty bands before. To be honest, really shitty bands.
Really?
Know?
How shitty?
Yeah, terrible.
Like punk bands or?
Oh yeah, you know, we had a song that was called Somewhat in Tune.
The song was called Somewhat in Tune.
Yeah, and we were somewhat in tune during the song. So that was the idea of the song. It was very punk.
And it's supposed to be funny and nobody laughed.
Exactly. There was no one there. So, yeah exactly. No, but he actually got me in the band. So I'll let you continue the story. When did you start the band, Sebastian?
I started in high school with the band. And Morten, who is now the drummer.
Right.
We were not friends at all. Like, not friends at all.
Oh, these things happen. Yeah.
We were like super...
Yeah, you guys were enemies.
Yeah, we're enemies at school.
Yeah.
And
because
you both had long hair, you guys would have met.
No, I had long hair. And he hated the music I made.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I didn't care what he did.
Yeah.
But he fucking hated whatever I did.
Right.
You know,
I remember one time.
He liked you. I don't know.
I remember one time we had how do you say, gym class? Gym class?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And he killed
me. What do you call it?
Gym.
Okay, gym.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, Sebastian. You want to see my new glasses? And he showed me his new fucking glasses. I'm like,
I think
what?
I think he likes you.
I think
you know,
because
sometimes
you
want to
get
school,
a rise out of you.
No, sometimes in school. No, you know, as you know,
check out those glasses.
He's trying to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you pretend to hate somebody. It's like in elementary school. You tend to hate the little girl. And
the friends close, enemies closer.
But the thing about him is that he was the best drummer.
In school.
In the whole area.
Right.
Yeah. He was the best drummer. So I kind of hired him, and he agreed on it, so he didn't hate me that much.
Of course he did.
Of course. And our bass player, we were like touring around Norway, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
Really good time. And our bass player, he just quit. He was like, I'm going to do this.
And you guys were like 18 at the time, 19?
We have free education in Norway, so he was like, I'm going to be a doctor. Yeah, go be a doctor. So he went on and became a doctor. We just went on with rock and roll.
Yep.
So I remember that guy.
This is where I come in.
And this is like in Facebook, like 2000 and...
Oh, my God. When was this?
2010?
Yeah, I believe so.
And I'm like, do you play bass? He said, yes. So I said, and I said, okay, you have to meet me at this bar called Elm Street in Oslo.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the place. Now you're talking Hannah's language.
What?
There's a bar named Elm Street in Oslo.
Yeah.
Is it like a theme like Nightmare on Elm Street?
That was like the best bar we ever had.
Yeah,
you gotta go to Norway.
It shut down now, but it was amazing.
Yeah,
and he showed up. His hair, like my hair, was down to here. His hair was down to here.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, it was all dark.
Yeah, how dare somebody outdo you with the hair?
And I gotta tell you, this guy, he didn't go out unless he had his eyeliner on, his boots on. It was just like that. And I said, "Do you want to play bass in my band?" And I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah, man, I want to do that."
Very nice.
Yeah.
So there you go. It worked out. So so when did you guys hit LA the first time?
2014.
Yeah, we came. We actually lived in what's his name?
We stayed for Duet on Wilcox for 3 months.
Yeah. Well, what's the name? There's a famous apartment we lived in. What's it
called? No, the guy from the Doors.
What's his name? Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, it is my brain half functioning. Yeah, but yeah, we stayed in Jim Morrison's apartment right before we went to Paris.
Well, that must be cool. That's something to tell the girls after the show.
Hey, oh, yeah, they fucking destroyed the whole place.
She's not renting it out at this moment. Just to say it like this, after us, you were the last band to have that apartment.
Oh, there's been many parties there, yeah.
Oh, you partied at the Morris's place?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, okay. Anyway, let me get back to Jillian for a second, because that's a... go ahead, I'm sorry.
I stayed in, like, Tom Petty's mansion or something like that.
Ooh. Oh, that's cool.
Lived in it, actually, for a couple months.
We actually have some questions from Instagram for you.
I'm ready.
Let me get to
it. I missed my Instagram. It was disabled at 500,000, and they won't give it back.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay, this is from Mary Z. She wants to know, what is the most, let's see, she sent me a lot of questions. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Okay, she says, what's the most awkward moment you've ever had while filming?
Oh.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. But for me now, nothing, you know, but at the beginning, it's just kind of your new... You know, and for me, it was anal. Anal was, like, very just kind of, like, new to me and just kind of, like, okay, I understand, like, the process. Like, okay, you gotta, like, clean out and whatnot and this and that. So, like, one time the most embarrassing thing for me was when I was on the dick and, like, I got off and, like, I call it beefed, okay?
Oh!
It's like a queef, so. But in your butt.
You farted.
And
you
farted. It was like it wasn't like a fart, but it wasn't like... It was like a queef, so I called it, I beefed. Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's going to happen.
It's a queef in the butt.
It came out of my butt, so I called it a beef.
Yeah. Okay.
Did the audio catch that?
I think so, most likely.
Where can we see that?
Where can we hear it? We're going to be with a graphic equalizer.
Let's Google that, a beef.
He's going to sample that in the next Nightbrain song.
That's going to be the intro tape on our show. Yeah.
Okay. And this,
that's great.
And the second question is, how often do women actually orgasm, you know, versus faking?
I want to know that.
Yeah, this is a very good question.
It is.
Let's split this question.
It is. So,
how often do you?
It's okay. So, it's different when you directors and producers allow you to just be you on set when they're just like, okay, all right, so this is how it's gonna go. Like you've got, you know, 5 minutes for each position. Do this position, do this, do that, you know? But some people are like, rush, 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 okay? Like, okay, now we gotta get into the next position. They wanna get done, go home, go to the next day, do it all again. But like, me, it's like, you gotta give me a minute to like get into it, you know? So sometimes, it just depends. If I'm able to get into it, I come all the time and it's instant, it's like, majority of the time when you see my eyes closed and then it just goes like open, it's like that's my like, oh my god, I'm coming moment, you know? So like I seem to have a lot of those. But yeah, like I said, you know, sometimes it is a little hard when, you know, you've got so many people on set, you got the cameras, and literally, and with the guys too, it's for when it comes to coming, for us, you know, yeah, we can fake it. I prefer not to fake it. I'm legitimately real about how I orgasm. I get out of breath sometimes too, so a lot of it is because I'm out of breath, but it is real. It's all real. But there's times where, you know, we get interrupted and it's just kind of like we lose our moment, just like anybody, you know? Yeah. So then it's just kind of like, oh, I'll get myself off later.
What about the women that you're talking though?
Oh, I was talking about the men. So, it's easy. But, hold on. It's easy for the women to come, but for the guys, it's not. So, like, guys get so distracted, and that's why, you know, a lot of, you know, fans are like, well, how can I become a porn star? How can I be, you know, fuck you, and how can I do this? Well, it's not necessarily just about stamina. It's, can you still stroke your cock while these guys, these crew members, are joking around? Like, literally the other set, the other day I was doing anal, and I needed it. It's been a while since I've done anal, like a couple months.
And
so
by the way,
yeah, we have a mutual friend who just shot you last week.
That's probably who it was. Yeah. And like, they were on set all day, just like talking about rock music and and the song, Living on a Prayer. I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, just on set, chilling, just like jamming out.
I just lost my erection, but
yes, exactly. We're all doing this while my male talent is stroking his cock, keeping it really hard for my asshole.
Right.
You know, so
well,
just
that,
like,
I don't know if I would have a
trying to keep
that.
The beats of Bon Jovi.
Yeah, yeah, right. There's a lot of distractions, but honestly, I come for real.
But for a man, it's basically, if you want to get into porn, you really have to be able to come on command.
You have to come on command. You have to come with distractions. And it's not all about fucking pretty girls. Sorry.
Sometimes you're fucking ugly girls.
Sometimes.
Now, is there something you would...
Or not necessarily that, but girl that's not your type.
Yeah.
Not necessarily ugly or whatever. It's just a girl that's not your type.
Oh, man, that's got to be so sad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. Terrible.
I mean, right? And just cover up her face a little bit.
Turn around.
Well, speaking
of that,
turn around.
Well, speaking of that, and I think you're everybody's type, but have you ever had thought of getting implants or anything?
No,
like that?
I am
not that
so,
you need it. Yeah.
I love them on other women. I love them. I absolutely
really.
Yeah, they look great on other girls, but for me, I've always just kind of grew up with like, my whole family, all my friends were like, you look great, natural, like. Mm-hmm. And again, even though my father wasn't really in my life, that's the one thing I do appreciate is that he did make a big deal about when I turned 18. He's like, I was gonna get the infinity tattoo on the back of my neck type shit, and he was like, you better not do that. You better not fuck up your body. You better not ruin that. Whatever he was saying about me, whatever, you know, so it's just like, okay.
Yeah, you're like the one porn star that doesn't have tattoos.
So then I was like, you know, the worst I'm going to do is, you know, belly button ring or, you know, piercings in my ear. I did the doubles for a minute. I even did it myself, actually. But
Wait, you pierced your ears yourself?
I did. So when I was like 12, 13, my mom took me in to get my ears pierced, and then I fucked them up, apparently, and she was so mad at me that she didn't want to deal with like having to go back again. So she was just like, you just deal with, there's closing up, just deal with it. It's like, all right, mom, cool. I understand though, because I didn't want to deal with it either. So then I ended up, you know, 3 years later, saw a girl had them that like, I was like, oh my God, those look really good. I wonder what they look like on me. So I ended up doing it. And I fucked up so bad. They looked good in the front, but in the back, they were, like, crisscrossing. So I had to take out the tops, and I just kept the bottoms.
Did you use a pen, or what did you...
I used the needle and the ice. Yeah, I did that. And
they got infected, right? I'm
and
imagine.
You know what? I didn't get as infected as my belly button did. Because
everybody's
belly button
gets infected.
I got my belly button pierced and at, like, 16, and it was...
painful?
All right, it was all right, but then I guess I wasn't taking care of it or something, or I don't know if it was me or whatever, but like it yanked out. I was literally able to pull it out. And yeah, like the my belly button had like fused back together. Like you can, if you really look closely, you can see the scar. And I'm just like, I'm never doing that again. Like I just it got pulled. I don't know if it's just like the person who did it didn't put like enough skin in between. Or like
that's why it yanked.
It was just so thing.
So skinny.
Everybody I know that's had a belly button ring has gotten infected.
My belly button didn't get infected.
Really? You have a belly button ring?
No, I don't.
No, I know guys that have belly button rings, and they got infected too. Like, everybody's, it's not meant to be pierced.
Mainly because, like, your ears are fine because, or anything on your face generally, yeah, because it's out in the open. It's got time to breathe.
Yeah.
But when your belly button, it's, you're always, even like now, you know, just being slumped over a little bit, like, yeah, my belly button is kind of folded up into my skin. So it's like, it doesn't have room to breathe. So, like, yeah, that's, you know, the oxygen couldn't get to
it. Do you have an infected belly button right now?
No, I don't. It's just scarred a little bit. You could see it.
See, no, trust me. I noticed the scar. I wasn't going to say anything. I did a lot of research.
It wasn't as bad, though, as this scar right here on my boob.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
So, could you not? I do this thing called Sex Panther where people can call me and text me. So I can send them nude photos and all that.
I believe it.
And
videos.
Yeah, and yeah, it was awesome. Right. I love it. It's called textjillian.com, Sex Panther. And I had this guy the other day who did not believe it was me. Like, I'm like texting the Sex Panther people, like, we got to verify all of us that are, right, like, legit in here. Because I was getting kind of annoyed a little bit. Like, how do you dare even buy my phone number and accuse me of not being the real me?
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I got to send you a video. I got to do something. Okay. All right. So I said his username. And then, like, I kind of just, like, pulled down my shirt a little bit. I was like, you know, here, if you can't tell me this is me, then you're not a real fan. Like, you're not a true fan. If you don't see the scar on me, then you're not a true fan. But you are a true fan if you know the meaning behind it.
Okay.
And not a lot of people do. Like, you're a diehard fan. That's what I mean. You're a diehard fan if you know the meaning behind it.
I'm a diehard fan. Can you tell me the meaning
behind it? All right. But now, everyone will be, because I'll tell you. So...
It's just between the four of us. You know,
it's funny because a lot of people look at me now and they're just like, you know, infatuated or whatever. Just like, well, you were probably hot, popular, really, really big in high school. It's like, no, I was the opposite. I tried to do everything I could to fit in. So I found this girl, or, you know, happened to, you know, hang out with this girl who did crazy shit. Like, actually... She was into, like, Pink Floyd and, like, all that. Like, I loved her vibe. She was different because I loved Sonar. It. And so she one day, she was doing something with, you know how when you take a lighter and you just light it and you just let it go for, like, a minute and let it burn,
So you guys are smoking
weed.
Guess
what? The metal gets hot.
Right.
And then when you stick it on your skin.
Oh, that's what she's
She's like, it creates a smiley face. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's do it. So we ended up doing it on my ankle. And it actually looks clear. Like, you can see the smile. Oh, I got boots on. You can see the little... I'm so bad with terms of lighters, but the thing that you roll to light it, the left side and the right side of that are two eyes, and then the roundness of the lighter is the smiley face.
So
you can see that on my ankle if you
That's the smiley face.
So she was like, oh, that looks so good. It looks so cool, but you can't really see it. It's on your ankle. Like, no one's ever going to see it. She's like, here, why don't you put it on your boob? Not even, like, long enough for it to form into a smiley face. It just formed into this big bubble.
I like it.
What are you doing, girl?
It's your trademark now.
It's my trademark, in a way. Like, people know it's definitely me when they see this mark.
Yes.
But, and then, of course, the same day, the same girl, like, I don't know why we were just sitting there doing this with, like, lighting everything on, you know, fire, but... She ended up doing it with a one-y, a pinchy.
So she's a sadist, is basically.
So that's
what you're
what's
saying.
On my right arm. If you guys ever notice, little circle. Oh. Like, she took a little one-y and just like.
So this is like some early S&M for you, is basically.
But for some reason, I still hung out with her.
Well, you probably turned on. Maybe you like being burned. I don't know. We got a guy that if you'd like to set on fire, we know some people.
We do, actually.
Yeah, we've had people set on fire. If you're down, I'm not bullshitting.
I can't do it. Like, I'm weird about getting scarred. I get scarred up all the time, like, on stage when I'm dancing because my knees and stuff are bruised, not scarred. But, you know, my skin's so sensitive and now I'm just like, I don't want to do anything. But I would gladly probably do it to someone else. Like, I have a fan who wants to order... a custom for me, and he's requesting for me to bite my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm just like little nibbles. He was like, no, like literally gnaw through his arm. I want to see bite marks.
Draw blood.
Draw blood. Yeah. He's like, draw blood. I'm like, I don't think I can do that.
My ex was into that.
I've had exes that were into biting, and I've also had exes that were webcam girls, and it was so weird because she's like, I want to do a custom video for you, and I didn't really like, you know, because we've been doing so many things anyway. I wasn't really thinking of. It was hard. It was hard for me to think of a concept for her to do. And it turned out to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I just, if there's a fantasy I want you to do, I want you to do it for real in the bedroom. Right. I don't want to do it on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird, yeah, but it was fun. Anyway, Night Ram, I'm sorry I'm ignoring you because she's telling me about her scars, but
no. We're going to play. All right. I like this.
No, exactly. I like it too. But we're going to play your song. You may want to, you might want to take.
No, I'll listen.
I know you don't like rock.
Your ears, baby.
But here's the thing.
There's no screaming.
What you don't know is, Jillian's an aspiring musician herself. She's dabbled into rap and techno, right?
Well, yeah, more rap. Like,
can you freestyle a little bit before we play?
Tropical. This? Oh my gosh, I can in my head. I'm really good, but I'm the kind of person where.
Oh, you do trap?
I'm dyslexic. I feel like it does. Things don't come out of my mouth the way they do in my head.
Right.
So, but I actually have a lot of stuff written down.
So a Jillian Jansen trap album might be coming in the future?
I'm sure. I like to make beats, but my friend is actually a rapper, so.
Yeah. Who's that?
Flint Dominic. He is also a porn star. So.
Okay.
He was trying to mix the porn in the rap and
that's a good porn star name.
Maybe he can get me in.
Flint Dominic,
right.
Maybe.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to hear some rock now because
hard rock.
I'm into all kinds of music. Yeah.
Check this out. I think you're going to have a fun time. This is Night Rain, direct from Norway. That's Romeo. What's history of the making? What am I missing? I've been listening to Night Rain's Romeo, and then there's a whole like secret thing going on. Anyway,
we had a thing going on right
now. I'm telling them how much I love their music.
Yeah, of course.
I love it.
Now,
we can say that.
Besides Motorhead, who are your influences?
There we go. That's what I was.
Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Yeah. Just the '80s hard rock.
You know, the good ones.
And so if that's the case, why did those guys
made the best music, in my opinion.
Why did you cut your hair?
I cut my hair?
Yeah. Because Hannah's very disappointed.
You know what?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I actually have the answer for this one. Me and him were actually talking about this, you know?
Yeah, we did.
Back in the days.
I got to show you pictures.
Okay. Listen real close to this.
Back in the days, right?
About cutting your hair
in 2019. We're going way back when to the 80s, right? Having big, puffy hair was really modern. You were really cool back then, right?
Yes.
Yes. if I had really puffy hair right now with hairspray, I wouldn't be very
Would that be modern today?
No.
But it would be retro.
Yes, retro.
Exactly. But it's
Do we want to bring it back when everything else gets brought back? Do we want to bring it back?
No, we don't.
I'm not talking about like the hairsprayed 80s, like the long, sexy, silky, like metalhead hair. That's always in.
Yeah.
That's my weakness.
No. I'm sorry, but just like leggings come back for us girls. Just like, you know,
you guys look sexy with this. You know, the thing is that I had long hair for about 10, 15 years. You know, it didn't get me anywhere. So
it's like we had long hair, you got me in a band,
but you know, the thing is that you gotta stay modern. The thing is that way back when people in the 80s, they were modern. You know, they were up on trends, you know?
Yeah, and more. So now it's like girls are like, they are modern. Modern, yeah, they're modern.
Modern,
yeah. We weren't. Like we were like having.
We were way back in the 80s.
Yeah,
we're
way back.
So now, so now you look like Metallica when they cut their hair in the 90s.
Good times.
Well, no, I.
Yeah,
no.
I love it. Gets me more girls.
Does it really?
It does.
The short hair gets you more than the long hair.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, you have Tom Araya, and he still has his long hair.
It's not a lot of girls like when their guy is taking longer on their hair than her.
I mean, Rob Flynn still has his long hair.
Jillian,
what do you think of her hair?
No, you guys look good.
Hannah loves long hair.
Honestly, I would have liked it long too, but a lot of girls are like. When they look at it that way, they're like, I don't want my man to take longer on his hair than I take longer on mine.
Like, exactly. Our hair was longer than yours. No.
But honestly, I would rather play with your long hair than your short hair.
Yeah, Hannah's...
That sucks.
If you have short hair, Hannah looks like...
It's a bit late to tell us now.
The guys' hair, when they're long, it's always long, silky, and smooth, and you can just run your fingers through it. That's why I like it. With girls, it's like we're always...
Hannah likes the long hair and the beard.
But I would have fun, too, with a short hair.
Actually, I don't like the beard.
It's better to grab when you're eating my pussy.
Exactly. That's the handlebar is going on.
Now we're talking.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Wait a second. Wait. You guys got to hear this.
Shit.
You guys got to hear this.
Yeah.
Now is this true? I heard that you learned how to eat pussy by watching a videotape with Nina Hartley, Ron Jeremy, and somebody else.
Yes. Oh my God. So one day.
Where do I find this?
Well,
not that I have a problem with it. Actually,
well, if you want to watch the actual video, what I watch is on Pornhub. So, okay. But I was curious one day because some guy decided to go down there and lick me, and it felt really good. And then he just went up and just stuck it in and didn't even care about me, like in the fact that I was like enjoying it, and he just stuck it in. But then again, of course, the moment he stuck it in, I was like. Oh my God, that felt even better than what you were just doing before. But but I was like, how am I going to just kind of like hint or like make it like this is good, this is what I want, keep doing that. Literally. And I looked up the video.
You know how you say, that's good, that's what I want, keep doing that.
No. Because to this day, I do that and the guy switches it up. The minute I say, right there, just like that, don't stop, guess what he does? Switches it up. He stops. He doesn't do
right,
it just
we're
like
learning
that.
Now, guys.
So,
take notes, guys.
Don't stop.
You know, I
was looking it up one day.
You might be right because sometimes you get in somebody's head and they're so concentrated. They want to do what they were doing.
But the goal is don't try to make them come. Try not to make them come. That's
a lofty goal for me.
It's so weird, but like...
Yeah, that's the easy part.
I know. Yes and no. No, because like the longer you go and the longer you're just kind of like just licking, just kind of like...
Exactly.
It kind of like it's your first time. You know, you're just like exploring and you're just kind of like seeing right. like, oh, like, no, a girl
well,
likes
lucky.
To...
For Frank, it'll be his first time.
Oh, thank you.
Us girls, we like to feel the little, okay, you're just kind of like with your fingers, you're looking at it, mm-hmm. you're kind of feeling it, kind of like examination, like kind of like a doctor in a way. Like, yeah. We like that feeling, you know, and like Nina Hartley was kind of explaining
that. Do you like Dr. Coates?
She was explaining that in the video and it like made so much sense to me and just the way she just like explained it and just kind of like went in. And so ironically, you know, I watched this video. Little did I know that it kind of like groomed me into who I am, like getting into the industry and stuff. But I end up going to an event where I meet Sunny Lane.
Yeah.
And she becomes my best friend. So
she was one of the teachers in the video.
She was one of the teachers in the video. I was like, girl, like you have no idea. I would not be here if it wasn't for you. And like, just we had girl talk and girl time.
I bet, yeah, I bet like you'd learned a few techniques that weren't in the video.
And you know what's surprising? We still haven't had sex.
What?
So I'm like very disappointed, but I know it with her, it's going to be the right time. I don't want to do it when we're sloppy drunk sex. Like, I want to do it when, you know, we're both like, right, you know, like just us enjoying ourselves, you know, because like I want to show her what she showed me.
Yeah. So,
that's my goal one day.
Yeah.
And Nina, because like every AVN or award show, like I would run into Nina and I would just, I would take a picture with her. And, you know, of course she knew I was in the industry, but she kind of knew I was a fan too. And, and then one day, finally, you know, it's kind of like more, I'm not just an acquaintance anymore, like at the award shows.
You're
I'm
a star.
I'm a, you know, a she knows who I am. Yeah. So she like, she's coming up to me now and she's like, oh my gosh, Jillian, we need to work together. And this and that. And then finally we did for Brazzers, I believe.
Okay.
And it was funny because it was the first time I've done a scene as a bride. So I was wearing a wedding. So you know it's that scene.
Is that a thing?
When I'm in the bride dress, when I'm in the wedding dress.
Bride porn is a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch a lot of porn.
Well, because, you know, a lot of people want to fantasize, like, fucking the bride, you know, and all that. So, yeah, it was a great scene.
Then how come every time people get married, they stop having sex if bride is a porn thing?
Because they have kids.
Yeah. No, I know married couples that don't have kids that don't stop having sex.
She has a point.
No, but Nina Hartley's great. Actually, Nina Hartley touch my dick, but that's a whole different story, different podcast. But she does that. But
she's my inspiration. When a lot of people came up to me for interviews and asked me, you know, like, who do you look up to? And for a while, I didn't really know who to say because I didn't realize, it didn't click in my head that I'd, like, that was the very first video I really had watched of, you know, how to teach, not just necessarily just doing.
Right.
So I learned a lot from that video.
And the other side of it, all these great things are happening. You're meeting your heroes, but a lot of people are not happy with the fact that that you like interracial sex, and that's a big thing.
It's a hard time right now for that. It's a hard time for either doing it or not doing it. You know, it's like,
you like big black dick. What's wrong with that?
I love all. No, it's not just that. I love all cock. I love any size, any color, any whatever. Like, I'm not any form of racist.
Yeah, that's Sebastian.
Or anything, you know, like, for instance, you know, I had, you know, to bring this up because it's weighing on me in a way. Like,
no, I don't mean to joke. It's serious.
I had a fan come up to me, or, you know, not come up, but on my Sex Panther, asking me to do race play. And for me, race play is defined as, oh my God, I love your big black cock. Oh, your big black cock feels so good. I love your BBC. But race play to him was like the N word, and oh, I love. It's like, no. Like, that to me is like, yeah, everyone can say it in their songs, but they can say it.
Was he African American?
You know, for me, the N word.
No, was the person that requested?
No, they're.
It was a white guy.
Caucasian, yeah. So, you know, but as soon as I say, I'm not down with, you know, saying those kind of words about, you know, black guys, then he's like, well, can you do Muslim Arab, you know, race play? And I'm like, no, I don't want to ruin you guys, your fantasies. No. I don't want to ruin any, like, you know, I can get down and dirty and I can be disgusting.
Not about religion.
But when it comes to religion, politics, or race, out the window. Do not even bring that up to me.
I was
going to
say, who is this? Mitch McConnell? I mean, who is
It's just some... Yeah. Somebody that, you know, I loved, you know, I love having, you know, interactions with, but a lot of the interactions are just kind of like the stuff that I don't do, and it's hard to, like, get away from that sometimes.
But what else won't you do?
Gangbangs.
Okay.
That's the only thing I won't do. It's
but
not
you've
time.
Done you've done reverse gangbangs. What is that? Yeah. What is
it's
that?
It's when girls are on the guy. Six girls are just on one dude.
Because I saw, like, reverse gangbang. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You heard of this?
It's not at work.
I have not. But I'm thinking these guys have done it.
Well. Have you guys had reverse gangbangs, Frank, Sebastian?
Me and Morton had one time.
Really?
Well,
so wait, yeah, so it's two of you, how many girls?
Come on, just say, yeah, we did. Yeah.
No, wait, you and Morton, how many girls?
Not to confuse it with an orgy.
No.
Okay.
So what's the difference?
No, we just had tons of fun, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
The orgy is when all of you guys are on each other. But Well, no, except for the guys. Well, depends.
Everybody's switching partners.
But with reverse gangbang, like, the girls can kind of touch each other, but it's all about the dude.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you and Morten. So how many girls?
It was, at that point, was me, Morten, and six.
Okay.
Six girls there.
Yeah. Okay. See, I no wonder Morten wanted to hang out with you. Hey, was that in America?
Well, yeah, I want to be a friend now.
Was that in America or was that in Norway?
Norway.
And you had the long hair back then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I did.
See? Since you had short hair, have you had reverse gangbangs?
It hasn't changed.
You still get reverse gangbangs with the short hair?
Yeah.
And Frank, you have reverse gangbangs?
Yeah, of course.
How many girls?
Well, I wouldn't say I had a reverse gangbang. It was probably two, you know.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a gang.
It's enough, you know. It's a lot of work.
Two can be a gang.
You're like, whew, all right, I gotta go.
Oh yeah,
take care.
Yeah, no, that's a threesome. But I mean, it'd be a gang.
I didn't have like too much to do, but yeah, it's enough.
Oh yeah, so that was all about you then.
Well, yeah, it was. I was a happy camper after that.
I can. Was that Norway? Or was that here?
No, that was actually Norway as well. Yeah,
oh, I gotta go to Norway.
Yeah,
it's
such a small country, you know. But now
country. There's like six girls on him. There's two on you.
We take in all the girls in the country.
They're all in the night ring groupies. They're all night ring groupies.
All six of them.
I'm gonna ask both of you a serious question, and it just says, how do you guys make money at music these days? The music industry.
I would actually like to know that as well.
Yeah.
Right. From our perspective,
that is remuneration from shows and after show package deals,
public appearances,
merchandise.
Yeah, people pay you for you to go to their venue, event. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, the thing is that
you can put out an album and it'll make shit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's on Spotify. It's on Tidal.
It is how you tour and how you decide to be to the fans and how much merch you can provide.
How much you're involved.
Exactly. You know.
So
because like videos.
It has changed a lot.
Stuff, you know?
You have like VIP packages.
We do.
Okay.
Do you guys have a publicist, like PR?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
So when somebody goes to see you, what's a VIP package? What do they get? Is that reverse gangbang?
They get to hang, and what happens after that? I can't tell you, Mark.
To be very honest, we have done a couple of VIP packages when we toured Europe, but we haven't done it here in America yet because we feel that this is such a big market, you know, there's no reason to be stiff on it.
Okay, so
to speak. If people want to hang out, I love to talk to people from here. They're so open, they're so friendly. Compared to Europe, if you talk to a guy from Czech Republic, he don't even speak English, you know. You don't want to spend time with a girl like
real sorry.
Yeah.
are you guys bigger in Europe than you are here?
Yeah.
I think rock music in general is bigger in Europe. Europe and South America. You guys ever tour South America, like Argentina, Brazil?
No, we
haven't done that yet.
No, we're probably
Mexico. They love hard rock down there.
Yeah, I know. We know. We've been on like Mexican radio a couple of times, but no, we haven't been there. We really should.
It's a hard place to travel to from where we're from.
I'm sure. Yeah, but
at least from what our friends.
Yeah, everyone says like, "Oh, Mexico is dangerous." But, you know, I've never been to Mexico. I don't know what Mexicans are all about.
It depends. It depends where in Mexico you are.
Yeah,
probably.
There's some places in Mexico
I wouldn't know.
Great.
You know, Norway's a very.
It's like Hollywood. There's some places in Hollywood that are great, and some places in Hollywood are shitholes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, let's not go to shitholes then.
Are you working on a new album now?
Yeah,
because I know your last one was the last full album was like 2016.
Yes,
that's right. 2016. It's been a while.
We have been spending a lot of times working on music, you know, because the thing is that we. As we were talking about, you don't want to just bring out any music. You know, it has to be personal. At the end of the day, you have to bring out something you feel comfortable.
You can't do what everyone else is doing.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to feel that it's time.
Yeah.
You know, we have done a lot of shows. We have been touring a lot. So we feel that we have done the most of the record we had out now, which is Vendetta. But at the time now, it's time to make some new music.
Sure.
Yep.
And there's the question: how do you make money as a porn star? Because they missed where people made millions putting out an album. You missed where people made millions signing to Vivid or whatever.
Right, yeah. Well, contracts are a lot different now. People aren't really doing contracts as much anymore because we know we can make more with other companies doing other things than staying with one.
Right.
I've never been in a contract with anybody. I've always been kind of like freelance in that way because I like working for everybody. But we're not making as much money today as we were 5 years ago when I started, or six years ago now, actually. August 13th will be my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So, yeah, it's crazy
to think. Let's have a reverse gangbang.
It's crazy to think how the, even, you know, when I was in the very, you know, first couple of months when I was in, people were like, oh my God, today is different than it was 5-10 years ago. People were making, you know, $5,000-$10,000 for one scene. Yeah, and now it's like people aren't even doing your rate anymore, and it's like you've got to beg them, almost get it out of them to like, you know, so people aren't really booking as much anymore, knowing that other people have their own stuff going on. We have, you know, because we have the social medias with Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and then, you know, with through those social medias, we promote, you know, OnlyFans, Sex Panther, Minivids or any other sites that people do, you know, stuff on. So
they pay for your pictures. They,
exactly. So, okay. You know, they'd rather, if they're just a fan of you, then they'd rather just pay you for your stuff and your content rather than going and paying for them when, you know, you've only done one scene for them or a couple of scenes, and they're just going to waste their membership on all these other girls when they don't want to see that.
It's like buying merch, basically.
So now, and then it goes with merch too. A lot of us are making our own mark on our own merchandise because, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, so as soon as you do a scene, like that's pretty much you're done, right? Well, you get paid for that scene. And then a lot of people come to the realization that, well, what happens to that scene the moment I get off set? Well, people edit it, they go through it, then they put it on every possible set they can imagine. And they're making they're making so much more than what they paid you on set for that rate. So much more, triple, like 30 times more than what you're making. And it's like, okay, so some people came to the realization, like, I'm going to do my own sites, I'm going to do my own stuff, you know? So that's where a lot of that came in, you know, so people can literally call, you know, Jules Jordan, Evil Angel, anybody, and be like, hey, you know, I want to order 20 DVDs. We pay, you know, wholesale, or we pay, you know, maybe $5 for it, you know, and then we sell that.
Well, it's like
so we can make our money back on our own DVDs, you know. So
promotion value.
But it's like their stuff's on Spotify and Tidal, your stuff's on Pornhub and Xvideos,
and
stuff
a lot
like
of people. Honestly, a lot of people say that Pornhub like ruins our industry or this and that, but they honestly, if it wasn't for Pornhub, I wouldn't be here today. They're the reason why I started the industry. If it wasn't for that video of Nina Hartley and Sunny Lane,
right?
You know, so it's like people want to say it ruins us, but it actually I've got a video on there that has like 3 million hits.
Yeah.
And if, you know, luckily, granted, if the company spells my name right on the caption, they'll look me up and I will now have, you know, at, you know, 10% of those 3 million fans on my page now, you know, so Pornhub kind of helps in a way, but.
So what's the future of porn?
Future of porn, I feel. It's not social media because social media has shut me down. I'm almost at an end. You know, my Instagram's gone. I had 500,000 followers. And then a year after, I made another one and had 200,000. And once one that was gone, I made a third one. It's Jillian Jansen XX, but it's not. I'm not popping it off. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, because I spent so much time putting my energy into posting on that, and then boom, be shut down. Now that I've got so much going on, that I've got all these other sites and my own things, that I can't focus on, okay, taking the time to upload and try to get all my followers back on Instagram. So we're actually fighting Instagram discrimination on Twitter and stuff like that from APAG, and we're like people kind of gotten together and kind of gone on strike to Instagram and stuff, but it's not gonna stop there. Like, I just had my Snapchat locked, like temporarily disabled or something's going on where
Mark Zuckerberg, that fucking asshole.
I even signed up for another Snapchat to kind of like, okay, maybe like go hit up all my members and be like, okay, this is the new Snapchat, you know, send me a screenshot so I know you added it, blah, blah, blah. then they signed me out and they locked me out of that one. Aww. And it's like, okay, so now Snapchat, Instagram's gone. The only thing literally people can contact me on is Twitter. Yep. But Twitter's cracking down.
Yeah.
I can literally retweet and post like my asshole being gaped and licked and fucked inside out on video and on photo. No problem.
By the way, I retweeted that.
But now I can't. Because yeah. Now if I show any of that, if I show pretty much any like intercourse, like I can show maybe like topless photos now and that kind of stuff. But they just think they're going to crack down on it. Eventually, I'm going to notice that my Twitter is going to be gone because I'm retweeting a bunch of stuff that other people are posting. And I like it. It's too good. It's too good not to repost. Sure. I want people to know about it and enjoy it, too. But at this point, you know, it might be a good or a bad thing, mm-hmm. too, because maybe I'll get more members on my other sites because they – honestly, Twitter is like a free-for-all. Like, yeah. There's so much – porn on there when we're advertising our right. stuff, like little do we know we're actually just giving you all like
Jillian, I could talk to you all day. I have so many more questions. I hope you come back. Is there one more fan question? Because we gotta
there actually is.
There's one more fan it's question kinda, then we gotta get out of here.
Okay it's kind of dirty, so.
Go figure with our fans.
I like that.
All right. Have you ever had a cum shot gone wrong?
Yes, in my eye all the time. It's like the worst for me because I have blue, very, very blue eyes. They're very sensitive. People don't know that, you know, I have astigmatism and I wear contacts. I wear glasses. Like my eyes are just really.
Was that the cause?
Really or? Fucked. Maybe. Who knows? But when I get cum in my eye, I get migraines.
Ooh.
Like the pulsing, like. In your veins, in your forehead, oh, like yeah. the where like I black out and I can't see type stuff. So like yeah. cum shots can literally make me go blind.
Like oh. people after like people after a Night Rain concert. I had this.
Noted.
I'm kidding.
And no. In fact, actually, that happened for an anal. It's actually one of the biggest scenes. Blacked.com, Black and White Volume 2. And it was a cream pie shot and everything. Oh. It was a great scene. But, like, I almost called that scene off because I had a migraine. And it actually wasn't because of cum. It was just a migraine in general because okay. my fucking eyes are horrific sometimes, as beautiful as they are. But I decided, you know, I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm not going to call out the scene. Just, like, give me some food. Just give me some, like, let me take a nap for a half hour. They literally yeah. let me take a nap on set for a half hour. This is how cool it is. Like, I love. So then I go in, do everything, do the pictures, do the video, and like it was the best scene I ever had, and it's like the number one seller. Like when I go out and sell, speaking of merchandise, yeah. when I sell my merchandise,
taking those black,
yeah it's nice. The number one seller. And
so fellas, it's awesome. Aim for the mouth is what yeah. we're yeah. trying to say. Yeah. So Jillian, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, how they can. All the stuff that you got, websites, you got all sorts of stuff that people
yeah, of course.
Can interact with you.
Again, like I said, the only thing that really is active right now is my Twitter.
Yeah.
But you can still reach out to me. I respond to DMs when you sign up for OnlyFans. So it's like $10 a month and you get access to all my content that I posted like from years ago. Like I've been a member for like 2 years, so I've got like a lot of photos and videos on there, and you can DM me just in case if like anything happens to my Twitter.
Yeah,
like I want them to know.
Do you have
only
a website
fans
or do you
and
just OnlyFans
and text jillian.com. They are both links on my main site, jillianjohnsontriplex.com, which mm-hmm. I'm kind of in the middle of
revamping.
Construction and a little bit of all that right now. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter or on JillianJohnsonXXX.com, Sex Panther, OnlyFans. I love texting. I get really naughty.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
I send videos all the time.
You are such a delight. I can talk to you all day.
Thank you.
You guys are great, too. Night Rain, Sebastian. Now, tell us how people get a hold of you. You got some shows coming up in L.A.?
www.facebook.com/NitrainKicksAss.
Yeah, and that's NITE.
Yeah, that's right. NITERA.
Not Night Train by Guns N' Roses, NITERA.
Not to be confused with that.
Yes, I was confusing it. So, Night Rain on Facebook, and you got some shows in LA, so everybody come out. After LA, where are you guys going?
Going back to Europe.
Okay.
Working on the record.
Working on the record?
Yeah, all right.
Doing a couple of shows there.
And hopefully, Hannah will. Hopefully, you guys will be growing your hair back. So, anyway,
well, guys, just check out the expos, Exotica.
Will
you ever
do.
Been to any conventions?
No, but I want to.
Oh my god! Oh, what
is that?
So there's the one coming up in Miami and then New Jersey. The one coming up in Miami is like September 7th through 9th.
Okay.
Right. And it's so awesome. You a lot of your favorite porn
Frank,
star.
Look it up.
A bunch of
right
people walking around.
You know how much.
Well,
I'm getting
look
the ticket right
up.
Now.
You know how much fun you've been having, and we have our clothes on. Just imagine having our clothes off.
Exactly.
Anyway,
yeah.
Everybody.
We're pretty
almost,
much half naked all the time.
Almost
we gotta go. Goth Comedian on all social media. Hail Hannahbox 666 on Instagram. Everybody. Yes. One more thing, Jillian.
You can check me out in Vegas at Sapphire, August 17th and 18th.
Oh, that's great.
Uh huh.
I've done comedy at Sapphire.
Really?
I love Sapphire. Yeah, Sapphire's great.
That's awesome.
They have
it.
They have the little showroom, and then they have the mail review after
mm-hmm.
the comedy.
And anyway. They have girls going around giving you massages too.
I didn't get that, but
I think I sold them on that. All right, yeah. let's go.
All right,
everybody,
when are you going to Vegas?
Yes, let's do
everybody,
it.
Everybody,
August 17th and 18th.
August 17th and 18th. Have a wonderful.
Stay a little longer.
Thank
this
you guys
time,
so
yeah,
much.
Have a wonderfully
so
creepy
so
week. Go ahead, Hannah. Say you have a
happy National Tequila Day.
Ooh.